This is Moonbeam, a Star Wars Rebels fanfic written by Shannon Phillips and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Kanan Jarrus, Harris, and Dula, with additional tags for fluff, slight miscommunication, pinup art, Kanan Jarrus, Jedi pinup girl. This is the 17th story in the series A Little Less Attitude and A Little More Altitude. Author's notes. Written in reference to this image. Photo of Hera's A-Wing. As seen in The Protector of Concord Dawn. It was supposed to be the name of Hera's A-Wing. She'd been so pleased when the new ships, well, not new, but new to them, were allocated to Phoenix Squadron. "This one's going to be mine," she'd said quietly, eyes full of shining pride. "Maybe you could paint something on it?" And Sabine had just smiled, because suddenly this proud, happy moment was a thing shared between the two of them. "I could," she'd said. "Thinking of anything in particular?" Hera had waved a hand. "You know," she'd said, "something lucky." And over her shoulder, as she turned to go, she added, "Think I'll call it Moonbeam." So Sabine paints her something lucky. Something to watch over her out in the black, and to call her home again. And right underneath, in big, happy letters, she writes the name of the ship. "Oh," Harris says when she sees it, coloring in one of those pretty, subtle blushes that only those who know her well tend to notice. "Oh, it's... oh." "Oh," Kanan says, and runs an embarrassed hand over his hair. Sabine bites her lip. "Do you want me to change it?" she offers. "I could paint over..." "No," Hera says, a little too quickly and a little too loud. Then, with a breath of laughter, she says in a more normal tone, "No, I want to keep it. Thank you." Kanan turns to Hera, the craggy planes of his face softening as they always do when he looks at her.
"Moonbeam," he says, "was that your idea?"
He thinks it's referring to him. And there's something in his voice that makes Hera and Sabine exchange a swift, silent glance full of shared conspiracy. "We will never correct him." "Yes," Hera says, tilting up her chin. Kanan turns away, shaking his head, but he entirely fails to hide his smile. The end.